There are always questions from paralegals who are finishing a paralegal course, about to graduate, where they ask the question such as, I am currently finishing up my paralegal degree and am curious to hear from people that are working as a paralegal. I am also interested in hearing places other than law firms that would be interesting to work at as a paralegal or similar occupation. Now, of course, law firms offer the most opportunities and jobs. However, there are many other places that paralegals can work other than the law firm, the typical law firm. There are corporations. There are many corporations that have legal departments, and it could be a corporation such as Johnson & Johnson or John D. Deere. The transactional law that they perform in their legal department would be the same kind of law that you are learning and that you are doing in a law office, except that you are doing it in a corporate setting with attorneys that represent the corporations. There are government, many government jobs, whether it is state government or even the government of the United States, civil service. There, in many states, the Attorney General's office of the state advertises for paralegals and has many paralegals working for them. At the United States branch, there are U.S. attorneys' offices where paralegals are sometimes divided into specialist categories, such as a civil paralegal specialist or a criminal paralegal specialist. And to give you an example, in a U.S. attorney's office for the Western District of Virginia, they advertise a civil paralegal specialist as someone to perform a variety of complex paralegal assignments involved in civil prosecutions for federally cognizable cases. The work involves legal research and analysis and may involve debt collection and other civil litigative work, determining the need for preparing and maintaining legal documents, such as writs of habeas corpus, subpoenas, discovery letters, exhibits, etc. And the criminal paralegal specialists perform a variety of complex assignments involving criminal prosecution and grand jury investigations. The work involved would be conducting legal research and analysis, determining the need for and preparing and maintaining legal documents such as extradition and immunity requests, writs of habeas corpus, grand jury and trial subpoenas, discovery letters, exhibits, lists, including diagrams, charts, photographs, interviewing agents and potential witnesses, providing litigative case management, an array of other substantive support work for the assistant United States attorneys. At the local level, you could work in the prosecutor's office. Most county prosecutor's offices have a good staff of paralegals that produce the work for them. There is also a specific paralegal designation in the armed forces. There are many places that you wouldn't think of that a paralegal could apply for a job. There are jobs for paralegals with mortgage companies, with title companies, with banks. Some banks have very large estate and probate departments, trust departments, where they have attorneys that handle all of the estates that they are involved with, and they employ their own paralegals. Local government, social services, probation departments, education. There are many colleges that have legal departments that employ paralegals. There is also a very interesting paralegal job in magazines, such as Legal Assistant Today, writing and editing for their magazines. That, for legal periodicals, that is a very specialized job. There are jobs with the Department of Labor, with licensing, regulation, the Department of Law. There are public defenders that employ paralegals that work in their offices. There are even paralegals that work in Jewish Family and Children's Services, where there are attorneys on staff. There are county legal aid offices. There are many offices where paralegals are noted for the services that they perform. So it's not just the routine law office that a paralegal has to work for when they finish their paralegal education. There are many, many places and many different jobs depending on the area of substantive law you have chosen and the interest that you have. You could try any one of them, and if you don't like it, you could certainly try something else. The one area that you need to be sure of is that you specialize. If you specialize, then you will know exactly where you can go. And if you, for instance, have a background in corporate law and contracts and transactional law, corporate work may be the best place for you. If you were very good in doing criminal work, then you could get a job as a criminal paralegal specialist, work for the public defender's office, the prosecutor's office. There's one other aspect of being a paralegal in a different job. Once you have worked as a paralegal and you have experience, there are paralegal administrators who oversee in large firms the paralegal staff, and they are the people who administer everything that goes on within the paralegal community. And they have their own groups, and it is truly a specialization. That's another area that you could be concerned with and hope to aspire to if you were the type of person who liked administrative work and wanted to go in that position. So as you see, there are many places that you can look to outside of the typical law office in choosing the career path that you wish to take as a paralegal.